Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. I'm so excited to be here. How are you, Johnny?
Great, great. Now, our guest here is Carrie and Carrie Cannell, right? Okay.
Carrie Cannell, I have been dying to interview you, Miss February 1988. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Yes. You're one of the Playboy Playmates that has become so successful. So I
Thank
was
you.
Interesting. Yeah, with your interior design. And I'm from the early 90s, but I knew about you. And I love your centerfold, by the way. I have it open right now. Yeah, February 1988. And you're just gorgeous. And you still are looking the same today, which is not that odd, you know? I mean, we take care of ourselves, right?
Yeah,
so,
I'm pretty lucky. My jeans were lucky, thank God.
Yeah, they really were, because I've been looking you up and I see all of your successes with your interior design, and you've worked with so many people. So, Johnny, what do you want to start with? Do you want to talk about how she became a centerfold or what she's doing now, and then go backwards?
Let's start with how she became a centerfold, because it seems like even like right before the show, there's an even interesting story part of it. Am I right, Barbara?
About her name.
Her name.
I just wanted to go with the name that came out with your centerfold, so people would know, oh, that's her. But your full name, tell us about your name, and you have three names that you go by now.
Yeah, my full name is Carrie Cannell Whitman, and I have two fathers, so and a mother, but two fathers. And so my real father's last name is Cannell, and my stepfather's last name is Whitman. So my name is officially, when I was like 6 years old, was Carrie Cannell Whitman. It used to be just Carrie Cannell, but it's Carrie Cannell Whitman. So for Playboy, I decided to use just Carrie Cannell because my stepfather was a little bit disgruntled, shall I say, when I did Playboy. So my real father was like, yeah, go do it. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to use Carrie Cannell. So that's why it's Carrie Cannell, and that's why, like, for my business and everything else, it's Carrie Whitman. But my full name is Carrie Cannell Whitman.
Well, that is so interesting. Have you explained that much out to the world? Because I never even heard that about you.
I don't think I did. I don't think I ever really, I mean, they asked a few times when I was, like, you know, becoming a Playmate, well, why do you want to use Carrie Cannell? Why aren't you using Carrie Whitman? And I said, oh, it's just a drama with the stepfather. So I just said, let's just use Carrie Cannell. And I like Cannell. Otherwise, the people always say Kennel, but it's not Kennel, it's Cannell. It's
Cannell,
Canadian.
I
don't you said it right.
Yeah. Well, I've known of you for many years.
Because I want to jump in with that.
Yeah.
You know, it's true, because sometimes, you know, when we know a celebrity, we know them by their married name rather than their married name, or some of them get married, some of them don't. I mean, it's just the polite thing to know the proper name. You understand what I'm saying? So I understand. I mean, it was a little confusing to me, but now that you've explained it about the Carrie Cannell Whitman, you know, that makes
sense. Oh,
well,
you know what I thought, Johnny? I thought, oh, this is a typical case of you added Whitman when you got married. But no, that's not the story at all. You had, you used this since you were 6 years old. And I like the fact that, okay, your real dad liked it. Like, my real dad loved it too. I didn't care about my stepdad. I'm sure he would have been disgruntled over anything I do, but that was a smart thing to do. You know, go with the positive, okay? He's going to uplift you, and you went with that. So, but We ask that. Every playmate who comes on, we always ask how their parents reacted. So why don't we go into that a little more? Tell us about how your mom, who was with, obviously, your stepdad, how was she about it?
She was actually fine and kind of all for it. And obviously, my real dad was fine and all for it, but my stepdad was a little bit, I don't want that, and why are you doing that, la, la, la. And at the time, you know, I was actually at school in Miami going to college, and I was working at the Playboy Club, and that's kind of how I got, so to speak, discovered. I was a bunny there getting my way through college, being a waitress, as a bunny waitress, not really a waitress. I mean, a bunny is much harder. You've got to do the bunny dip. You've got to memorize millions of things. So I was working at the Playboy Club, and that's how I became a playmate. In Miami.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Yeah. So I had to call and tell them, but, you know, it worked out.
So how old were you when you became first a Playboy Bunny, then a centerfold?
I was a Playboy Bunny. I was almost 20. I was almost 20 when I was working there, 20 to 21. And then it takes, I don't know if you've heard this from other playmates, but it takes a really long time to shoot the centerfold and then have it come out. So I think I was shooting it when I was around 22 or 23, and then it came out, like, comes out almost a year later. So it takes a long time.
Different. It doesn't even have to do with the model. Sometimes it has to do with where they're at on what layout they want you to go with the other layout, what the cover is. You know, there's so much that goes into it, but that is really neat that you were working at the Playboy Club in Miami. Where are you originally from? Are you from that area?
No, I'm from Boulder, Colorado.
Wow.
And
so you went to
then
college.
I went to school in Miami.
Okay. And so your stepdad wasn't paying for your college, was he? He said you're working.
Yeah, he did actually for some of it. But enough just for the college part. So I always had, like, these side jobs, and then I was approached by somebody at the beach, and they said, hey, you know, the Playboy Club is hiring if you want to go over there. And I was like, wow, okay, I can try that. And the money was great, and it was really fun. I actually really enjoyed working at the Playboy Club, other than I think my feet will kill me for the rest of my life because you're required to wear 4-inch heels. And I remember the bunny mother over there, you know, used to say to me, oh, you're going to hate me when you're older. And now I understand my feet will never be the same. You have to wear 4-inch heels when you work.
Okay, so are these heels something you can choose, or is it the same brand and same shoe for every bunny?
Same brand, same shoe for every bunny. They give you the shoes.
Oh, how? Because that's all I hear. Anybody who was a real Playboy Bunny, like in the clubs, their feet killed them. But it wasn't like now, you know, I put on the costume for some events, and they sort of bring shoes, whatever is comfortable for you, some high heels that match. So it was a lot different. And I love the bunny stories from the clubs. So obviously it was fun. You get to wear the Playboy Bunny costume, which is so cute and gorgeous. What color were you?
First I was blue, and then I was black. Yeah,
were
you can
light
change
blue
your color.
Or
you have to beg because, you know, they make them for you. So I remember I started out as like a really nice, soft, pale blue, and I loved it, but I got so burnt out on it, wearing it so many nights. And so then I was like, can I go black? And they let me go black, yeah.
And that's iconic. I chose the black, too, because it was, they gave me a choice between that or leopard print, and I just thought, you know, iconic black is the way I want to go. I'm from the 90s, you know, that's just the color. So, but they like you in blue because I'm looking at your centerfold right now. And I know the studio is different than the, but they take a lot into account, and you have a beautiful turquoise ruffly skirt and black thigh-high nylons. Like, what are you doing? You're coming back. It looks like you are coming home and you're having a nice cognac or something from a beautiful crystal container with a beautiful crystal glass, and your one of the glasses is on the floor, so things got a little wild. and you're at a bar.
Yeah, I'm at a bar. Yeah, they always come up with a, I mean, the centerfolds are very, I'm sure you've heard this from other playmates, but they're very, very hard to shoot. I mean, very hard to shoot. You have to stay in that position for days and days and days. I mean, they're, you know, Marilyn Grabowski's just very picky on every single little detail before she takes it to heaven. And so, you know, it was definitely, you know, spraying the glass to make it look wet and, you know, spraying stuff on your body. And, you know, it was definitely adventure. And I was lucky because I think the last shoot that Pompeo did. And then Arnie Freytag finished it. But, you know, we're all about, a lot of the photographers we're all really close to. And Pompeo was just retiring. He had been with Playboy for a long time. So I'm pretty sure I was the last shoot that he did. He did my centerfold, and then Arnie Freytag did the rest of my layout.
I saw that Pompeo Posar did shoot yours, and I thought, that is cool. And, well, he did a couple in your year. So yours and the one after, Susie Owens, I see. And I think that you guys were the last ones. But looking at your year and all the other ladies, the beautiful ladies, which I know a lot of them, and so does Johnny. Johnny knows Terry Goss. I know Pia Reyes and Eloise Brody. I know her. And, Kimberly Conrad was
she was the month before
you.
Me.
Okay, I want to ask you about that. She obviously became Hugh Hefner's second wife. And since you were in her year, you must have known all the details. Did you see when they got together or, I mean, by the time you came along, were they already an item? Tell us about that.
No, they were. I remember actually her and him hanging out, like, because we, you know, they had a, we used to stay a lot at, because she's from Canada, and at the time I was still living in Florida, so a lot of us stayed at the mansion, so she was staying at the mansion as well, and that's when they got together. But yeah, kind of becoming an item kind of happened in front of our face. You know, they just started courting, and I really like Kimberly. I'm a big animal rights activist, and so is she, and so we got along really, really well. But, yeah, the whole thing kind of unveiled in front of us. You saw her hanging out a little more with Hef, then you were kind of like, what's going on, you know, and then it was kind of like, oh, I think they're an item. So, yeah, it was kind of cute. They were very smitten.
Wow. Oh, that's so cute. So when you stayed at the Playboy Mansion, were you put up in the mansion upstairs, or because I know myself and many playmates, when I was shooting, we were in the little cottage that Hef made for Barbie Benton on the side. Was it that way in the
80s? I was in the cottage. Yep. I did not stay in the mansion. I think one night, cause Julie McCullough I'm good friends with, and she lived there for a while. And I remember a couple nights that she had like this huge room. I stayed with her, but I was in the, I was in the cottage, the one out by, right, that was attached to the big bird. You know, you go out and there's all the birds. So I was in there for quite a while. Right by the I call it the roller skating rink because that's what most people did, but it was the tennis court that turned into a roller skating rink.
And so when you were staying there, was it used for a roller rink? Because I never enjoyed that. It was nobody even played tennis when I was there. What about you?
Yeah.
Were you doing that?
No, I mean, I think they had one party that was roller skating, and then I wonder why they stopped that, actually. I never knew. But, most people, there were a couple people out there playing tennis, you know, just all the friends of Hef's. But I know one party they had roller skating, and I remember just thinking, oh, how iconic, because, like, in the 70s, it was like roller skating was the big thing on the tennis court. When I was there, it was like one Sunday or something, they had like a roller skating party.
That's cool, because that's iconic. They probably thought, hey, we got the most iconic photos from that time. But they should have, because those looks really, really fun. They should have kept that up.
I know.
I was going to say I didn't mean to cut in.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I've said this before in other interviews, but I'm going to go ahead and say this, you know, now, is that If you had to ask somebody who was the nerve, what was the nerve center for fame in the United States, they would say California. And if you ask someone what is the nerve center for fame in California, they would say Los Angeles. And if you ask them who the nerve center would be for fame in Los Angeles, that we get, they would probably would say, if they thought about it, the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
I mean,
probably the most celebrities.
Because the thing is that you are a kind of celebrity, and I've also said this before, where if I put you in a room with, say, a bunch of soap opera stars and actors, you're the one that's sought out by the others.
Oh, well, thank you. That's cool.
I mean, don't you agree with that, Barbara?
It's not kind of a celebrity. It's not kind of a celebrity. They actually call the Playboy Playmates celebrity Playboy Playmates.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
it's not kind of.
What I say kind of, what I mean is that they're a different kind in the sense that you're able to have other celebrities seek you out. That's the power that you both have. It's like you go into a room and there's like, and it's sort of funny. Everybody's watching other celebrities. But as soon as any of you go into a room, it's like, okay, who's the playmate? You put the playmate.
It's intriguing. It's an intriguing thing, isn't it?
Right.
That's
what I
why
mean.
Even the celebrities want to, you know, meet playmates. I get it. You're right, Johnny. It was the pulse of where are you going to see the most celebrities for many, many years. So who did you meet? Who did you work with, Carrie?
I worked with Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen a couple times. I'm still very, very close friends with Emilio Estevez. I did meet him at the Playboy Mansion, and we dated for a while, and we're still very tight. And it's funny, he gave me one of my first acting jobs. I played his girlfriend in a movie called Men at Work, and then he gave me one of my first design jobs when I decided I actually really did not enjoy acting at all. And I had always had an affinity for interior design and architecture and had been taking it in school. And he gave me my first design job, one of my first design jobs, very close to the beginning of my career, doing his house. Yeah, huh?
What?
I'm sorry.
I saw
your Ellen DeGeneres' picture in one of your videos.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. So we do. Yeah, okay. I mean, I've had a lot of celebrity clients. I'm very lucky that way, and I get along great with them, and I think it's just like kind of an artistic flow, and because I used to be an actress, you know, I just get very lucky that way. But it kind of started with Emilio, and then I did a TV show called Designer to the Stars, and I had a lot of my celeb clients on that. And but yeah, I met him at the mansion, and I mean, I met so many. I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio, and then oh God, I can't even remember.
Every night
I was there, there was like a different one. There's just those are the two that stuck out. But I became so close with Emilio, and then Charlie, you know, she was there a lot. Rob Lowe. I was really close with too, and he was there. Just the whole Brat Pack. Judd Nelson, that whole crowd. So it was kind of in our time. It was very much that, like, that year that I was a playmate. A lot of playmates were either close or dating one of the Brat Packers.
Hot Brat Pack. Hot. Yes. I know. I did date Charlie Sheen too. I never did meet Emilio,
really?
But. Yeah, I did. Right around the time when Phil Hartman was killed, I remember that. Charlie was so generous. He was so very generous. I mean, I dated him just kind of like how you dated Emilio. I met him at the Playboy Mansion. Then I got booked on a movie that he was doing. Then, you know, that moves into dating a little bit. Same kind of thing, but not many people have the opportunity to rub elbows with so many celebrities that, you know, we really had our choosing. We could pick. I said no to Scott Baio. He asked me out
time
that I was at the mansion, staying at the little cottage, and I was so afraid to come out. Were you ever shy Yeah, at first
me
when
too.
You were
in the beginning, I didn't
want
to leave. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Really? Tell us about that. Give us some details about the first night that you were going to go to maybe out by the pool. What were they doing? Having a little cocktail party or dinner?
Yeah, I remember that so much. I didn't want to come out. And I remember one of the other girls, Julie, that's how I became friends with Julie McCullough, she lived at the mansion for a long time. And she's like, you're fine, just go out. And it was like a Sunday movie night. And I was like, I didn't want to leave. And they all came in here and said, come on, you know. But I was exactly the same way, Barbara.
Wow. I was all by myself. There was not one other playmate there that time. You know how you fly back and forth and you're shooting so much? I think I flew back and forth like 8 times. One of those times, the very first one, actually, yes, all by myself. It was still daylight. And they were having a little cocktail party. That's why I wanted to ask you, do you think, because the security guard called me in the little cottage room and said, what are you doing? You can go out, you know, you can go out there. So how did they know where I was exactly? Do you feel like maybe they were watching our every move with cameras?
People say that. I mean, maybe in the main area or something, but maybe. I don't know. I mean, I just know that one of the other girls, I think, said something about me, like, hanging out in there saying, let's go get her and bring her out, because I was lucky because it was, like, one of the movie nights, so there were people there. But after that, I got less shy because I made some friends. But like you, I flew back and forth, like, over and over. So it would always be a different slew of people in the cottage and at the mansion, so you never knew who you were going to see. You know, some nights there were tons of people there. Some nights there was only like 10. And when there was only like 10, I usually went into the game room and just played games.
Yeah, that was a good place. That was a good place to just kind of wait in case they were picking you up for your shoot. That was a good place to play games and wait for them. I would do that too. So I wanted to ask you, though, about did you go out? Because when you said the girls, they came and got you. The morale is so high with the Playboy Playmates. There was nothing going on another time. I was with Echo Johnson, that's it. They sent over Renee Tennyson to pick me up and take me around town. It was so fun, and I never had a taste of that kind of nightlife before on Sunset Boulevard. Do you remember your first taste of that? But you were already working in high society area in Miami at the Playboy Club, so you were probably used to it. It's not like you came off the boat from a little tiny country town or something. But
I remember us all going out. We went to, I think there was like Roxbury and all these crazy bars on Sunset Boulevard that were like the hot places. But we went out a lot, and it got, you know, it was really fun. I've never been much of a party girl, so I was always like, okay, well, I'll be the driver, or let's go. But I did have fun, you know. It was fun to kind of get to know it, and then I ended up moving to L.A. anyway. I moved to New York first and then ended up moving to L.A. But, it was definitely a change of life, for sure, big change of life. Was that like that for you, too?
I was a go-getter. I was living in Nashville. I was a flight attendant, and I had a lot of experience with people. But 23 years old is about the age of, well, it is not about. It is the top age of, statistically, a Playboy Playmate. I came out, started shooting 23, 24, like you. You came out as a 24-year-old woman. By then, I mean, we've already been 21. We've already hit the nightlife, but there was nothing like that. She took me to a Chippendales show.
Oh, really?
And then I just thought, why would she take me here? And then she goes,
oh my gosh,
boyfriend.
That's funny.
And she pointed to him. He was on stage, and I'm like, oh, that's why we're here. One of the Chippendales was her boyfriend. And I thought, this is surreal. This is so funny and crazy. And once I got a taste of the mansion, the 24-hour butler service. That life, how could you ever imagine not making it after getting that?
Yeah, that's true, getting French fries at 2 in the morning. I remember the French fries up there. Yeah, it was after doing that, your standards are definitely very high. And, you know, it's, I mean, I went up and went to parties there for years and years and years after where, you know, they'd always invite me to everything. And I loved the parties at the mansion. Even after I moved to L.A. and moved out and had my own place, I would go up a lot. It was fun. Did you continue to go up? Like,
for
a long time?
Pretty much all of them. There was a time when I was with a very influential guy myself, and we would have our own parties New Year's Eve, and we'd take like 25 people to Spago or something all night. But other than that, I was there all the time. And we never, I don't remember really meeting. Do you remember meeting me?
No, I don't. I don't know how. We probably were there at the same time. We probably just didn't meet each other. I don't remember meeting you either. That's crazy. Well, I'm glad I got to meet you now.
I know. That is really odd because I've always known your name. I've always heard of you. Your year was very popular, by the way. And plus, I was put on, like, many things with Pia Reyes, all the ski fests, a couple of other things with somebody from your year. But nobody else from your year, just her.
That's crazy, yeah, because I did a lot of the ski fests. I remember there was Park City, and then we did Aspen. It was Alana. Alana was also, because I was a skier, you know. So, But, yeah, that's crazy. I don't know how we never ran into
each
other.
There was Monique, but I didn't do it with you. I did it with Tanya Beyer, Monique. Not Monique St. Pierre, the other one. I can't remember her last name now. The blonde. And Pia.
I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah,
because Pia and I did a lot together. Pia and I were like, and then Ava Fabian and Pia, but we did lots of those together. Monique, I don't remember which Monique that is, and Julie McCullough.
Noel. Monique Noel.
Oh, yeah, Monique Noel.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah, did you do a lot of promotions?
Tons of them. I actually did a lot of foreign. I travel all around the world. I got to go to Japan, Taiwan, Russia. I mean, a lot of places.
Yep.
So
yep, I did a few in Europe.
Yeah, you see, they had the great budget for the 80s, the 90s, mm-hmm. and then I felt kind of sorry for the Playmates. You know, there's not all of that foreign travel. Did you ever
mm-hmm.
think about that? How lucky you are, too, to actually have lived in a different state to where you were flown in, because we've interviewed many, over 25 Playmates now, and some of them never even got to stay at the mansion because they were local Californian girls. Did
oh,
you know that?
My gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
much different
wow.
experience. Yes, way different
yeah.
experience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did
so
they
you,
do they still do Playmate promotions now?
Yes, it's so different. And plus, since it's not Hugh Hefner running it, obviously,
yeah.
I don't really know. I mean, once in a blue moon, I'll get an email about something, and then it's a different lady running this. And I just feel kind of sad that it's not the
Me
same
too.
Way as it always. Yeah, we feel sad, but didn't we get our fill? We really got our fill. We got Hugh Hefner. He was alive for so many years,
yeah.
we were able to enjoy mm-hmm. him. And do you ever think about these Playmates that came along, like, say, the month after he died? I mean, what a letdown, right? And then the COVID,
oh,
and they couldn't even do a promotion? Gosh.
I know. It's crazy. I mean, yeah, we got lucky. We got it in the prime, for sure, inside of the prime. And, yeah, I feel sorry for whoever. I don't even know who's running it now. But, yeah, I mean, I these Playmates that are coming out and saying all this stuff, I just don't even have the – it's so ridiculous.
Oh, right. But don't you think that the A&E special, it was like the biggest talk of the town?
Oh,
it
for sure.
Just, yeah, the topic. And then now nobody's talking about it. Now everybody's talking about the death trial. It's just news. That's how news is, you know? It's just
– I know.
But – before, it
yep.
was like so many people were mad. And how did you feel about that? Because tell us about your experience. But before I let you have the floor, the year before you came along, Yours was different because Miss January was Kimberly Conrad, who married Hef.
Yeah.
You were Miss February. So mm-hmm. what if you were a playmate the year before? How would that have been different, do you think, with Hugh Hefner, dealing with Hugh Hefner? Do you think you would have come on? Do you think if he did come on to you, and you would you feel pressured? Tell me about that, because when I came along in 92, there were the two kids in high chairs. So I'm like you.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know anything different until they got divorced later. Tell us how you think it may have been different for you.
Well, I don't, you know, I'll be honest, like, you know, when I started shooting, he wasn't with Kimberly, so I was at the mansion during Carrie Lee. And she was, you know, she was definitely crazy. But I had a boyfriend while I was doing all of this, so I was always, you know, and I was a little bit reclusive and not as outgoing. And so I don't think I would have engaged in anything. But, you know, but then once I became a playmate and then Kimberly became his fiance and his girlfriend, you know, everything was so calm and tame. And I used to go up there all the time and have meetings with Kimberly about some animal stuff. And, you know, everything was just kind of like very calm. So. But before Kimberly, yeah, it was crazy up there. Crazy,
really?
Crazy.
Because
yeah,
Carrie Lee,
still...
you might tell the listeners who that was, because I know, I've heard that she was crazy, but kind of in a, you know, wild, fun, crazy way. But it
yeah,
was hard for Hef
definitely...
to keep her under control.
Yeah, she was crazy in a crazy, crazy way. and again, I've met her a bunch of times when I was up there, but it was more she kind of had her little group of friends and playmates that she was with a lot and hung out with, and she was always very cordial and nice to me, but, you know, she's walking around naked half the time. But she was, I liked her. I didn't have an issue with her, you know. It was just definitely a different Playboy Mansion life, you know. It was very
well, how did that
much
end?
More of a wild time.
So you saw that all too. So I have not even really gotten any info on this. When you came along, he had the girlfriend. That was her. She was kind of wild. Do you think they were doing orgies together?
I don't know. I mean, I, you know, after seeing some of the stuff on TV now and all this stuff about Playboy, you know, I don't know what really happened, because I honestly never saw that. And I never mm-hmm. saw that side. And when I, you know, when I was shooting and really for most of the time that I did a lot of stuff with Playboy, I was living with a guy. So I don't think I just never saw that or got into any of that. So I think that they definitely were having some crazy times up there in the bedroom. But I never got pushed or asked, really,
right.
Because everybody knew. I mean, I was engaged at the time, to be honest, and so I think everybody kind of knew that I was kind of like the nerdy girl that, or the
me
the
too
calm girl,
just
you know,
shy, just somebody
shy.
Who is the real girl next door, the nice girl next door. That no, I don't think she'd be interested. That kind of thing, which is great. But this
yeah.
boyfriend that you had and your fiancé, did he move from Miami, or is it somebody you met when you moved to L.A.?
No, he moved. So I met him while I was living in Miami, and then he lived in New York. He was a model, and he lived in New York. So after I was done shooting, I ended up moving to New York with him for about six, almost a year, and then we ended up moving to L.A. together. So we lived together when I ended up moving to L.A., and we were together for a long time. We're still very good friends, but I wasn't ready to get married, and I broke it off because I just realized, oh, my God, I'm so young, and I was a playmate, and it was crazy, and he didn't like me to, you know, go to the mansion by myself, and he was, you know, he wasn't possessive, but a little possessive. So I think also I was so worried about that, like, when I went up there, I always was very, like, kind of tame to myself or even on promotions, just because I didn't want to give off the wrong thing when I, you know, had a ring on my finger.
Well, that's why I know of you, because I knew that you did a lot of promotional work. I heard your name a lot in the business, on the business side of it, which is different than the studio. These are another group of people at these offices. And when you get to that point where they like you and they work you all the time, because you only have one chance for that first impression, yours must have been amazing. You did a lot of promotions. And when you go up to the mansion, you don't want to mess that up by doing something crazy and wild and something they might not like, right?
Exactly, yeah. And I think that's, and you're right, I think that's why I got so many promotions, because I was very, you know, very, just kind of, yes, the girl next door, you know. I was from Colorado, and, you know, I'd had the same boyfriend for a long time, and I wasn't, I've never been a promiscuous type of person, so, you know, I just was like, nope, this isn't my scene. So I think they knew that they could send me anywhere, and I wouldn't be out drinking or partying or drunk or whatever. So it's kind of like with you, that's why you went to all those different countries, because they knew they could trust you and you would represent in a good light. And so it ended up being good. I'll be honest, like doing all those promotions, like, paid my bills for a long time.
Oh yeah,
I have a question.
They could count on you.
Go ahead.
Okay. You know, it's sort of funny. You sort of remind me of someone else we've had on the show, Sandra Costa. Doesn't she do Barbara? Because they're both in...
Sandra Costa. She was not a playmate, but a Playboy bunny from the 70s. And she did work at the Miami Club. And that's true, Johnny. I wanted to see
her. She also did designing.
And she's
right?
a designer. She's a designer. And Hess gave her so many... Really? Because she was also a bunny mother at that club, but probably
before
your time.
Sandra, maybe I do know her. Maybe I do know her. Maybe as a bunny mother.
Yeah, she was a bunny mother for a while.
I cannot remember.
She did the jet bunny, too. Well, I will send you her picture, and we did a show with her. And, you know, see if it will jog your memory, but she's a good friend of mine.
She's Priscilla's godmother, right?
Yeah. Oh. My daughter. Okay. My daughter.
Really?
So we're close.
That's cute.
My brother
dated
her.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, it's a small world. I wonder, do they still do the like, get-together Playmate of the Year parties still?
Yes.
I wonder what they do now.
They just had one, Carrie. I will give them your name if you're interested. But I didn't go to it. I was in Vegas doing something else. But they have it at that little park behind the mansion called Holmby Park.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the girls bring food and all that. And it's also for a lot of the butlers and people like that. And I've never actually gone to one of those, but the actual Playboy bunnies have their whole other group. You can find that on Facebook if you want to be a part of that, but it's more for the ones that never became Playmates, and they've got their bunny group like that. So I'll connect you, but I want to know if you still have your bunny costumes.
I do.
Cool.
Yep, I have my black one, not my blue one.
That's better than the black one, though.
Yeah.
No, because when, you know, I did it, this was in the, it actually wasn't even in the 90s when I did it. It was for the 60th anniversary when they needed 60 Playboy Playmates in bunny costumes. And, oh, my gosh, Pat Lacey, she was having a hard time finding that many Playmates that could still fit into it nicely, that, because, you know, they didn't have the budget to even fly Playmate of the Years in. They didn't have the budget to fly any Playmates in. And
are you serious?
Mm-hmm. So they all had to bear or fly in themselves. And she's like, Barbara, help me out. Who do you think? Am I missing anybody? And I went through that list, and I gave her a couple of names, but these names that I saw that were not on the list, she's like, I cannot hire them. One has done porn, and one has
admitted you're a call girl.
Yes.
Oh,
one admitted it in an interview on Rolling Stone magazine. One admitted to being that? I couldn't believe it. I never even had heard of that. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God, that's horrible. Sorry, but
yeah.
Wow.
It is horrible.
Wow. That's too bad.
I mean,
I'm
you don't see those.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see those people working as poor Playboy, like Terry Wagle, I believe, is the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard about her. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
that's
Johnny,
horrible.
What were you going to say? You heard that too?
No. I mean, that's the name that I heard, Terry Wagle. That's the name that I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
don't
what
like
year
it.
Was
they
she?
Frown
was
upon
she
it.
Like 80?
Let me look it up. Hey, Johnny, you ask a question, and I'm going to look this up right now.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, when I saw the name Terry Sonny Costa, it like it popped up because your jobs are very similar, and both have rubbed elbows with some pretty famous people. She had a run-in with I'm trying to think of his name, the guy that Sacha Baron Cohen, the guy who does Borat.
Oh yeah, he's funny.
And she was she was pranked by him, and it was
okay.
Let's
get to her though. Let's get to Carrie. Okay.
Go on.
Sandra. She was a bunny, and she is an interior designer. Great. But what about you? Okay, Carrie, tell us about your design, your interior design, and are you an architect as well? And how did that happen? We know that you went to school for it, and we know that Emilia Estevez got you your first job. But so obviously, Playboy somehow did kind of help you boost your career. Do you want to elaborate on it?
Yeah, I mean, I think as far as interior design, like I've always, like I said, I never really liked acting or being an actress, and I always had an affinity for design. The only reason I got into acting is because, you know, I was modeling in New York and then became a Playmate, and, you know, I was after I became a Playmate, I was still modeling in New York, and I just fell into the acting really kind of through Playboy. And then I just one day was like, I don't like doing this. I really wanted to go and use the degree that I went to school for. And so I literally just started my own firm, and like on my own, I started my own firm and my dog rescue foundation in the same year. And I still have my firm and I still have my dog rescue foundation. So yeah, I've got a big dog rescue foundation. That's where Kimberly and I were very close because of that. Because she's into dogs, too.
I have a question.
Sorry to interrupt. Hold on, Johnny. We're sorry to interrupt you, but we're excited about it because we love that, too. So what is the name of your dog rescue?
It's called Ace of Hearts.
Great.
And I had a dog named Ace who died, and I named it after him, and so I called it Ace of Hearts. So when he died, I was super upset. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to save dogs in honor of him. And so I started Ace of Hearts, and I still have it.
Well,
great name. Great name.
The reason I was going to say something is you do remember Lisa, the lady that we had call in the other day?
No.
Okay, we
Lisa
had a
Matthews?
Lady call in. There was a psychic that we had on. And, you know, Lisa, our lady, a friend of our friends is named Lisa. And Lisa is, she has a dog that she's been trying to take care of with, I think, some skin thing. And we've been trying to get as much.
Yes, we do shows all through the week. So with a lot of different kinds of, you know, talk. So we put her in touch with the other person we know who has the dog shampoo. She's a Playboy Playmate, Audra Lynn. She came up with this idea because she shows dogs and this and that with skin problems. So
I can still think the troll's going to find her, but yeah.
Oh, well, wow. No, Audra Lynn. She's been on our show. Just connect the two of them. So, but a lot of the Playboy Playmates also, one from my year, Tylin John, she has a dog rescue as well. And
really?
Yes. In Puerto Rico, she has a home there, too. And I said, you know what? I'll go over there. Maybe that'll be where I find my first dog.
Yeah, you have to get a dog. Everybody has to have a dog.
But, Carrie, maybe I don't want to go all the way there and get a dog there that has been in fights and all mauled up. I mean, somebody I hope, rescues them. But what do you have for me? I would really like a Shiba Inu, and I saw that they're $3,000. They're thousands of dollars.
Oh, no, don't buy a dog.
So
no. No, no, you can get a dog of whatever breed that you want. You can always just Google Shiba Inu Rescue, and you definitely don't want to buy a dog. So you can always Google Shiba Inu Rescue, okay. And then you can find one there, and they know them, and they know where they're from. And, I mean, it's a real fallacy that, you know, rescue dogs have problems, because they really don't. The problem
really?
Is the human. you should definitely, I mean, if you're in Florida, there's, you know, lots and lots
I'm
of
I'm not in Florida.
There. Oh, you're
Where
in L.A., you? That's right, you're in California.
Yeah.
Johnny's in Florida. Johnny's
that's
in Florida.
Right.
I live in Huntington Beach, California, but I want to work with you as well to help me find a dog. Can you give me some
Yeah, we can find you one. You know, we're
oh,
my rescue's
yay.
In L.A., so, yeah.
I want to rescue one, and I don't even have to have a puppy, okay? I'm not picky. I just like that.
Uh-huh.
Because it kind of looks like the dog that I grew up with,
mm-hmm.
the snout and all that with the curly tail and the no long hair. I like this
mm-hmm.
dog, and I want, it's going to get me out. It's going to get me exercising more. It's going to get me out to be social, you know, because I have
yeah.
gotten to the point of being in, especially from COVID. So I'm so
yeah.
glad. I'm so glad you're going to help me.
Yeah, I'll help you find one. You know, I'll look at the. We can always find a full breed of any dog. There's unfortunately Los Angeles has the highest kill rate in America. 500 dogs
oh.
a day are killed in LA County, and so 53% of those are purebreds. So there's
oh,
always
wow.
going to be. Yeah, LA's got a. We're not good to our animals in LA. It's pretty sad.
Okay, well,
so,
let's do a big promo. Let's do a big promo and find Barbara a dog, because I want one immediately. And I could not believe these people charge that much. And I don't even know these people. I talk to them. They don't care about me. It's one person working with these people from this country, and you got to pay all this to have it shipped. And there's just so much rigmarole.
Yeah, don't do that. That's not, yeah, for sure. That's not a... Don't do that. You can go save one that needs you and give it a great home, and it'll be a great dog. I mean, all my dogs have always been rescues, and I just don't believe in buying dogs when we're killing dogs. When we stop killing dogs, that would be different, but until we stop killing dogs, no one should be buying dogs.
I want to
exactly.
say something.
I agree with you.
We had a lady on the show one time who actually had a thing where she had over 1,000 cats on a bunch of acres of land.
Uh-huh.
And then there's
mm-hmm.
this other guy in India that has over 1,000 dogs, and I'm thinking of organizing a video conference between the two of them,
uh-huh.
and, you know, just to see what would happen. But the thing is that, you know, I've been asking these people often, I said, who do you think would have the harder job, the guy with the dogs or the lady with the cats?
The dogs.
That's what I've heard. It would be a
yeah.
lot harder.
I mean, I'm not saying that dogs... Don't get me wrong. I mean, that's a lot of animals, but and that's too many for one person for sure. The dogs, it's just because dogs, you know, dogs are a little more territorial probably than cats, and dogs are, you know, they get very attached to their pack and their human. I mean, so do cats, but, you know, dogs can, you know, dogs are just, I think they could be more aggressive with each other probably if they were in a confined place or not having enough attention. I mean, dogs do great. You know, dogs will parrot their owner in their environment. So they're not like humans where, you know, as humans, if we have a bad childhood or a bad upbringing, we hold it with us for so long. I've seen dogs that have been just abused and beaten, and in 2 weeks in a good home, they forget it. And it's amazing
That's what
the
I've
way
seen.
That animals can change it. Mm-hmm. I love
really
dogs.
Seen this. I mean, I've seen the worst. It's hard to watch that, but I've seen the worst circumstances, and then they find an owner, and they are resilient, far more than you could imagine. I
yeah.
want one. Carrie, please. I'm so glad
yeah.
that
we'll
Johnny got you on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
no
wow.
problem.
Tell
That's
us
no problem.
What you do. Say I didn't even know you. Say I did not know you, and I went to Ace of Hearts. Mm-hmm. Is it aceofhearts.com?
Yeah, aceofheartsdogs.com.
Okay. Ace of Hearts. aceofheartsdogs.com, and I mm-hmm. and I would write to you and say, hey, I would like a dog, Shiba Inu. What is the process?
So you would tell us you want a Shiba Inu. We have a shelter finder program, so we have a lot of people that say, hey, I want a Chihuahua, I want a Shiba Inu, I want a Lab. So we do a shelter finder program, and we skim all the shelters in California, and we find a dog of that breed, and we send you everything that we find, and then we get the dog out of the shelter for you. First, we temperament test it and check it and make sure everything's okay, and then we get the dog out of that shelter, and then you adopt the dog. It's pretty simple.
Is it okay?
There's also,
Is it okay if I say I want partners. Okay, and I trust your partners because you've been in business for many years. And I trust
yep.
that, and you're trustworthy. What if I said I want a female? That's my only thing. I don't care what age.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We can find you one. That's unfortunately, there's a lot of Shiba Inus in the shelter system, so no
wow.
problem. Shiba Inu, and you want a female. Doesn't matter the age. Yeah.
And I
people
can
don't
hear
realize
you
that
writing
puppies
that
are
down.
Yeah,
you're
so
writing
it
down. Oh,
mm-hmm.
thank you so much. I'm so excited because I was so let down. This was just last week. I did so much research and phone calls about it, and I thought, I don't want to fork out $3,000. Why should I when there's all these dogs out there that need me? Maybe I'll just go to I'll just pop in and get whatever is there. But you know what? I can have the breed that I want. And
yeah.
I don't feel like Jill – you know, taking it out of the pound.
Do you want
yeah,
me
you
to
are,
give the contact information of the other one? Like after the show, I'll give.
No, I want her to finish what she was saying and then ask her your question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
No, I was just saying that, you know, we can also put you in touch with Shiba Inu Rescue because there's always a breed-specific rescue. But we'll look first for you. And then, yeah, you can just send the information to my assistant and I'll call you and we'll set it up because I think you've got everything.
And then you get a fee from that, or is it
we charge $500 and then the dog is fixed, microchipped, up to date on shots, and it has a wellness. We take it and get it wellness. It comes with a bed, leash, collar, tags, and then we go ahead and make sure the dog's healthy before it's placed. So we do you know, a lot of vet care first just to make sure there's no problems or we don't give you a dog that's, you know, sick or has a bad leg or whatever. So we
right.
can make sure dogs are healthy before they're placed.
Yeah.
And also, that is a lot less than $3,000. So I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Plus, you get what you pay for, which is the shots and all that. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I was just saying I can give,
yeah.
I can give like, after the show, I will give you her – I will give you Barbara's number, or I can give Barbara your number if that's okay. That's all I'm saying. So
thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you. But I don't need all that, and she can, of course, have my phone number. Of course, she can have everything that I have. But
okay.
I will go and contact the wonderful organization that she runs, and then she will have my phone number. So thank you, though. And
yeah,
call
that's perfect.
Everybody. Yeah,
that's perfect.
Everybody,
perfect.
The listeners.
aceofheartsdogs.com.
Carrie Pinnell Whitman, Playboy Playmate, February 1988, runs this for many, many years. So, wow.
Yep.
God.
27.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Years.
No problem. Yep, design and dogs. That's my thing.
Okay, so tell us now about your design company. What is it called? Where are you out of? And exactly what you're doing now?
It's called Carrie Whitman Interiors, and I have an office in L.A. and an office in Colorado, and I go back and forth every other week. And I've got a lot of cool clients. I'm actually doing Nikki Sixx's house in Jackson Hole for Motley Crue right now. And then we're doing, like, a hotel. We've got... 14 clients at the time. So it's a little crazy. So we're very, very busy. But, yeah, things are wonderful with my design career. And also, you know, the dog thing is a never-ending thing. So I guess the wonderful time would be when I didn't have to rescue anymore because people were spaying and neutering their pets. But, yeah, both of the companies are still going very strong, and I'm very lucky.
That's wonderful. Wow, you've got it all together. You've got it going on. You've had pretty much a charmed life. Most people would think that. Are there any things that have happened that you would say, yeah, everybody says I have a charmed life, but this happened to me? Anything like that that you want to talk about?
I don't, you know, I'll be honest with you. I have been very lucky. I mean, I think I've just had a good head on my shoulders. I haven't had anything too crazy. And I've always just, you know, I don't have a good relationship with my mother, but I don't really speak to her, but I'm very close with both of my fathers. And I've been very lucky. I've always been pretty rational and together and not, I don't have an addictive personality, so I don't have any of that. And I'm just, I would say the worst thing is I'm definitely a workaholic. So I work a lot, you know, probably 70 hours a week. And, but I enjoy my job and I don't want to let people down. So I want to make sure I meet deadlines and everybody's happy with their finished product. And so, yeah, I haven't really had any horrible, crazy things happen, or I've been very lucky. I've been with the same guy now
really
for 7 years. Right?
Wow. Now, what did you say about 7 years?
I said I've been with the same guy for 7 years now, and he's wonderful, and we lived together for 7 years, and he's younger. He's 15 years younger, but he's wonderful, and I have a great relationship with him. I got a great dog. I mean, my life is great other than I work too much.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a pit bull. I like pit bulls. I know people get scared of pit bulls, but they're actually really, really wonderful dogs, and people don't realize that they are amazing dogs. So I always, the dogs I take are always the dogs that are the hardest to adopt out because I know that I can give it a good home. But before that I had a mastiff and he just died. So then I took one of our pit bulls that I'm in love with. He's a little pit. He's a pocket pit. He's like half corgi, half pit. So he's, you know, very low to the ground and tiny little gray thing. He's super cute.
Can we see photos on aceofheartsdogs.com of your dog?
No, my dog won't be on there. It might be on my Instagram, but my other dog was on the Instagram. But on my Instagram, there's a couple pictures of him, Carrie Whitman Interiors. I have some pictures of him on there. His name is Waylon, because I used to love Waylon Jennings. So
Waylon Jennings. You're kidding me. I worked with Waylon Jennings, one of my very first jobs, way before Playboy, because I lived in Nashville, Tennessee. And Waylon, I was in his video. Oh, he's so sweet.
Really?
I loved him so much. And his music, man. Amazing. Yeah.
Amazing.
Cool.
I would say, though, also, you know, I don't know, were you friends with Steve Bing at all?
Steve Bing. No, I don't think so. Mm-mm.
Oh, no, okay. So he was a good friend of mine. He was always up at the mansion, and he had Elizabeth Hurley's, a baby with her, and he killed himself a couple of years ago, and that was probably the hardest thing that's happened to me in my life because I was very close with him, and when I moved to L.A., but he was always at the mansion, so I thought maybe you knew him.
I've heard of him, and if I saw his picture, maybe I would say, oh, wow, yes, but a big-time person, I know that, and I'm very, very sorry, and this does happen to us, that we lose people so close to us, with these tragedies, and it's just, it's very hard, so... I didn't mean for you to have to reach for something bad that has happened to you.
It's okay. I mean, that's fine.
Great life.
Yeah, I've had a great
life. You know?
I'm lucky.
I really am. Yeah. And I was so impressed when Johnny sent me your profile. And I said, yes, but I don't know her because he kept saying Carrie Whitman. And then right before the show, I started doing my normal research, getting all my ducks in a row, and then I'm like, hello, that's Carrie Cannell. I know her. So that's why we wanted to change the name on the title of the show. But so
yeah,
now,
no problem.
Now you know, everybody. Now you know.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
Story.
Everybody knows my name and how it worked, why it's three names.
Okay, tell us. Yes, exactly. Tell us again the name of your design company.
Carrie Whitman Interiors.
Okay. And that's easy. And across the board, social media, do you go by Carrie Whitman Design?
Yeah, Carrie Whitman Interiors, yep.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carrie Whitman Interiors. Is that what you go by? Is that what everybody should look for on Instagram, Twitter, across the board?
Across the board.
Okay. I love it.
Yep.
And are you an architect as well?
What? No, I'm not. I'm not. But I,
okay.
but I've got two that work in our office, so I manage them. But no, I never got. I'm a certified drafter, not a certified architect.
Okay, but I really do. I agree with you about, or I feel like I am like you as far as the acting. It was fun, but I never had a passion for acting. But you're kind of handed things. I mean, everybody wants the Playboy Playmate to be on Baywatch, Married with Children. You know, it seems like that's an in, but everybody wants it. All the Playmates want it. Not that many actually land the role, which you did. So even though you have talent as an actress, you didn't have the passion for it, which I understand completely. So I love it how you just said, hey, no, I want to design. And you are a creator. You create. I bet there's not a day that goes by that you feel like you don't want to create. You want it. Am I right?
Yep. Yep. I love to create. I create all the time. So to me, the most important thing is art and create and, you know, just creating beauty and kindness and letting people do expressionism through art, and that should be their house too. Their house should express who they are as people. And, you know, people are like, oh, what's your style? I'm like, well, my style is who my client is. I create a style for them. And, you know, you got to get to know them a little bit and what their likes and dislikes and affinities and family heirlooms. And so for me, creating a look for a home for a client is really, really fun.
Do you do anything smaller than a home? Because you're working with Nikki Sixx right now. I'm sure these are big, huge mansions. What about somebody who just has, like, a little beach apartment? Do you help them, or is that too below
you? I'll be honest, right now we don't have, like, I do like probably two passion projects a year that are smaller that, you know, whether it's someone will call and I just liked them and I want to help them, or a business is just starting. Like, I just did a dispensary in West Hollywood, and it's a small dispensary, but I wanted to make it crazy, and I'd never done a dispensary, and I don't smoke pot, so but I thought it was how fun to do a dispensary. And then I had these two girls that called me from Germany that were opening up a one-room tattoo studio. So I decided to do that job. So I do smaller things, and I do, like, I did a thing for a old folks' home. I did their recreation area for, like, no money, because I just wanted to do something nice for the old people. And so, yeah, I do those things sometimes, but we're so booked right now doing, like, hotels and restaurants and a lot of clients that, you know, I don't mind helping people out. They're just going to have to wait a little bit.
But that's okay. We can look at the stuff that you have done on your website, and we can get our ideas from there, right?
Yeah, you can. And I always tell people, like, you can always send I had this thing for a while where you could ask advice and send me the room, and they just had to donate, like, $100 to Ace of Hearts, my dog rescue. I did that for a while to try to help people out, you know. So sometimes I have time to do it, but it's – it's been a really great career for me. I'm very happy with it, and I'm very, very lucky.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do, because I'm one of those with the little beach apartment in Huntington Beach. I moved here a few years ago, and every single day I'm like, where should I put this piece of art? How would this work? And then, yeah, and I wanted Sandra Costa, who we were talking about earlier, to come over and, oh, work with me. Let's feature this. She's like, Barbara, you know, I am designing. I'm, you know, the architect for the Lady in China for the mausoleum. I'm like, oh, okay. So, but I think that those little projects would be fun, you know. I have a YouTube channel, and I want somebody to come over and help me with that. But anyway,
yeah, you can
I just
send
find
some pictures. I'm happy to give you some advice.
Oh, that's so sweet. See, Johnny, the Playboy Playmates are like Playmate sisters.
Yeah,
yeah, we are like sisters.
Always have
for
each
sure.
other.
Yeah, we do.
And you know what? We never really met, but now we have. Now we've really met. I probably know more about you than tons of people you've known for 30 years.
Yep, and Pia and I talk sometimes. I love Pia.
I almost went out to visit her in New York, and then the autograph show I decided not to do, but she was just right there for me. I love her, too.
Who's
New
Pia?
York. Pia.
Pia Reyes.
She's a Playmate. Pia Reyes. She's a Playboy Playmate.
Oh, oh, you're a Playmate.
And she lives in New York City.
She was a Playmate, and she's always she always tries to get me to do these signature things with her. She's always like,
"Oh,
hey,
really?
Do you want to
oh,
do this
like
one?" She's always calling me.
That's cool. Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah,
in
I love
your
her,
year, I love her too.
What?
In your year, you have some amazing ladies. Do you still talk to a lot of them? Like, do you still talk to Kimberly?
Every once in a while, I talk to Kimberly. Yep.
That's rare.
I talk to really not in my year as much. I'm still friends with Julie McCullough, and she was. I think she's a couple years. Wait, what year were you again?
December 92.
December 92. Gotcha. And so I talked to. Yeah, I talk to them every once in a while, but not as much. I just get so I'm so busy that I feel bad. I don't have a lot of time, but every once in a while we'll do like some good calls together. So it's nice, mostly to Pia, to be honest with you.
Right. What about Luann Lee?
You know, I don't know what's happened to her. I have not talked to her in years and years and years. I mean, I don't think there's. Yeah, I haven't talked to her. It's just Julie and somebody else reached out to me.
It's okay. The reason I say that is because I just talked to her after not talking to her for a year, not on purpose, but I hadn't talked to her for a year. She just moved to Nashville, Tennessee, where I lived for 6 years, where I met Waylon Jennings and worked with him. She's living there now. She bought two buildings and has turned them into Airbnb boutique hotels and is doing fabulous.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I love these stories. I'm getting chills.
Wow. I'm so proud of her. I liked Luann. She was a great woman.
I only
That's
asked
amazing.
You about that because she's just one of those that is just so animated, so social, you know, so I thought, well, out of all of these that I'm going to ask you about, maybe her. But, you know, you might be able to help her do her interior design if she needs one for maybe her next big thing. Not that you need it. Yeah, but wouldn't that be fun? Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And I used to be good friends with Kathy St. George. I don't know what's happened to her.
She's fine.
But do you remember
she's
her?
She's big into the NFT world, which I want to get into, too. I love making digital art. That's a big thing going on right now. Do you know about that?
Yeah, I love the MSP stuff. Yeah, that's really, really cool. Very cool,
And she's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love
she is
her,
cool.
too.
Yeah,
she
me,
is.
Too. She was a beautiful girl.
Well, this is
beautiful,
wonderful.
Girl.
And
well, I'm so glad we
to
got to talk. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, and I am so excited. I want to have you back on after I find my dog through Ace of Hearts.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so send me, get me all the info, and I'll start looking.
I will. and Carrie Whitman Interiors. Did I get that right?
Yeah, Carrie Whitman Interiors, uh-huh.
Yeah, Carrie Whitman, and it's K-A-I, everybody. Carrie Whitman Interiors.com. So for your interior needs, contact Carrie there. And for your dog rescue needs, go to aceofheartsdogs.com for that, like I'm going to do right now. And your stories are fun, and it's been very enlightening and positive. And I'm so glad that your experience with Heth was so positive. Like,
I didn't have any problems at all. I thought he was wonderful. So
yeah.
I got lucky, I guess.
Well, me too. I am not saying that they didn't have bad. The people who were on A&E, some of them had some bad negative stories, but I'm not saying their experience didn't happen. We're saying that ours was great, and take that however you want, everybody. But
yeah, mine,
you.
I had no problem at all.
Yeah. Hey, Johnny, do you have any last questions for Carrie?
No, just that I would like to do what I can to make sure that the two of you can get in contact with each other. And I would love to have you back. I would love to have
cool.
you back.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know, we have a psychic on every Friday. So maybe you'll call in sometime.
Okay, awesome. Well, I appreciate
Carrie,
you guys.
A
have a great afternoon and evening.
Everybody, follow Carrie Cannell Whitman, also known as just Carrie Whitman, all over the web, CarrieWhitmanInteriors.com, all through social media. Are you on Facebook, too?
I do Facebook, too. Yeah, Carrie Whitman Interiors.
Okay. I, 2 years ago, started a group on Facebook called Playboy Playmates. It just happened to be available. I'm like, what? Nobody has this yet? I got it. I have almost 40,000 followers there. This is where I make event announcements for whatever Playboy Playmates are doing. It's not about me. It's about us. And I'm running it. I'm the only admin. Every day I run it and sift through a heck of a lot of crap, okay? So to make it good, I'm going to invite you to join. And I'll post this show. I'm going to post this show up there. So thank you so much, Carrie.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Okay, Miss February 1988, gorgeous centerfold and very, very accomplished entrepreneurial woman who is succeeding every day in her life. And is happy as can be. So, I hope you enjoyed it, everybody. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Carrie. And good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Carrie. Good night, Barbara.
Good night.
Okay.
Aloha.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.